Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese. Well, many homes built between 1900 and 1950, typical of what we have here in Western New York, still stand the test of time because of the sturdy materials they were built with. They were usually built out of wooden posts and beams, and even though it may seem like it, wood is amazingly resilient when it comes to moisture. When given enough time to dry, wood can get wet over and over without any damage. The greatest drawback of old houses, however, can easily be seen and whenever a new utility bill arrives in your mailbox. Yeah, I'm talking about the lack of insulation. Old houses have very little in terms of proper insulation, and the insulation they do have is inferior to the newer materials that we now have available to us. There were no building or ventilation standards back then, and that means the roof, the attic, and the wall insulation is sparse and in some cases, non-existent. New types of insulation that come in rolls, a prime example, is fiberglass insulation, combined with other new materials that are available, could really help reduce your energy consumption. So, let's start with this. What do you do with any existing insulation? This is a really good question. Insulation in old houses usually consisted of a number of everyday materials, such as wood shavings, corn cobs, believe it or not, newspaper, and yes, even seaweed. Some types of insulation that were used in the early as 1875, like mineral wools, are still used today. These materials can be left in place. Insulation materials that were introduced in the mid-20th century that create the most cause for concern are those types of insulation that contain asbestos or urea formaldehyde. By the 1930s, asbestos was a common material in insulation products. Insulation that contains asbestos can be a cause for concern because asbestos is indeed a known carcinogen. Now, if you suspect having asbestos in your old house, you should have the insulation material tested. Asbestos is particularly dangerous when it's airborne. That means complete removal of the insulation might be too invasive and should be left alone if it isn't flaking. A combination of resins, hardener, and compressed air is called urea formaldehyde, and that was developed as an insulation material in the 70s. It was installed by being foamed in between walls. It was discontinued in the 80s when concern of off-gassing as the product breaks down arose. After the initial curing, the material will not off-gas further until it comes in contact with water or moisture. You can have your home tested for these vapors by a local environmental company. Now, before spray foam can be placed, anything in your attic, crawl space, or rim joist must be removed. For now, if there's fiberglass in the walls, it can stay in place without interfering with the injection of foam. There are also circumstances when the external walls contain blown-in cellulose that must be removed. If this is the case, hire a pro to suck all that out and start fresh. If the typical insulation in these locations becomes wet, well, it must be removed as well to avoid mold and mildew growth. Very important to pay attention about moisture and moisture flow, air flow through your attic. First, establish if you're going to insulate your home. Make sure that you establish whether or not you have any insulation. If it's simple to tell that you have attic insulation by just taking a look up there, and if there isn't, then that is a good place to start. Hey, if you missed any of this report, if you want to hear it one more time, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you, as I am each and every Saturday morning at 10, with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 36 years on WBEN.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.